I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show. Thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate you and appreciate your support, and hope that you have got online and got your tickets for our kickoff event. Our I've Decided Motivational Leadership Conference series begins on Saturday, January 20th. At the Peoria Civic Center. That's our kickoff event. You do not want to miss that. One registration gets you three life-changing events in 2018. We are here to help you achieve success in your goals, whatever they are. So we want you to make those resolutions, but we want you to be successful.
Absolutely.
We don't want you to just make them and then get to the middle of the year and start realizing, that's just too hard, forget it. And now you wait on 2019 to roll around so that you can make the New Year resolution again. No, that's what I've Decided is all about.
This year.
This year, Coach Mark, this year. And so, happy Christmas Eve, by the way. It is Christmas Eve morning. We are getting ready to celebrate. And it's just been a celebration at the I've Decided organization. We have almost 60 business members who are a part of our community.
Woo-hoo!
I know, it's fantastic. We expect to have at least 600 people at our motivational conference kickoff in January. And I know many of you that are listening have been a part of this program and you've experienced some sort of success. And so we want to applaud you. It has been a wonderful, wonderful year. Well, you hear the woohoo going on in the background. And I told him, I said, maybe we can convince you to sing us a song on air. I don't know. Maybe we can before the show's over. So keep listening. But my guest today is none other than Coach Mark Dobler, the head pastor out at Second Chance Church. Second Chance Church is, of course, one of our business members and has been, you guys have been a part of I've Decided going on 4 years now.
We have.
Can you believe it?
No, I can't. It's crazy.
This summer, Coach Mark, will be 4 years ago that you and I met for the first time, and I pitched the idea of...
I think somebody changed the calendar on us. They've removed about half of the year.
I know. And I pitched the idea on having a church being a part of I've Decided, because as we were talking before the show, we started recording the show, the fundamental, the foundation, people want to be successful in whatever their resolutions are, whether it's losing weight, getting just exercising, getting healthy, finishing school, changing careers, or getting organized. Without having that foundation,
yes,
that spiritual foundation set, it's, in my opinion, I will just say, impossible to ultimately be successful. I guess everybody's idea of success is different.
Yeah, and I agree with that, which is part of why we joined I've Decided. I served in the United States Army in the infantry, and when I came out of the Army, I got into the business world. And after 20 years of military and business, the Lord opened a door and redirected me into ministry. So I've seen, you know, I've seen people in all facets of life, in all regions of the country, trying to figure it out. Just and everybody wants to be successful. I don't really know anybody who wants to be a failure. But when it's all said and done, I believe with every fiber of my being that no one will ever truly know success apart from knowing the reason of the season, which is Jesus Christ. I just don't think you can.
And I 100% agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. And we are in the season, and it is Christmas. Tomorrow is Christmas Day.
Wow, yeah.
And We celebrate the birth of our Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ, and I just get chills. I just got chills just saying that, and almost brings tears to my eyes. But we've been hustling and bustling and shopping and, you know, all of the things that we've turned Christmas into. And don't get me wrong, I love buying gifts for my family and my friends.
Oh,
and,
of course.
And yeah. I kind of like the hustle and bustle a little bit. But I must admit, I too sometimes get, I'm guilty of getting so wrapped up in the worldly view of Christmas that I don't spend enough time really contemplating and meditating on why we even celebrate Christmas.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and I one of the things that I think is really interesting about Christmas is we really, the world in general tends to at least be aware of Jesus. It's often sort of overlooked or ignored in many other part times of the year, but at least at Christmas, even in the middle of all the hustle and bustle, there is just this awareness, if not attention, there's at least awareness of this person that we call Jesus. And when you look in the scriptures, I find it fascinating that Jesus is actually recognized by many different names. It's not just Jesus. There are a multitude of other names that are assigned to this person that we call our Savior. And one of them in particular that speaks to my heart right now is Prince of Peace. And I think if you could, I'll make a confession here. When I was a young boy and a teenager, my mother loved beauty pageants. And so I watched beauty pageants as a child growing up with my mother. So at the end of every beauty pageant competition, there was always the question and answer part when you get to like the last four or five finalists.
Right.
And if you're listening at home, Kim and I have not talked about this at all, but I'm going to prove a point here. All right. So they asked the question, and in almost every pageant that we ever saw, one question that would be asked was, if you had one wish, and of course we always ask people, what do they wish for at Christmas? So, and they asked the contestant, if you had one wish, what would it be? And what is the answer, Kim?
One wish, yeah, what would it be? Oh, world peace.
World peace, exactly.
I passed the test. I had no idea what he wanted, but
right.
That was...
It's always world peace. Why?
That's the first thing that popped in my mind, because it's chaos.
And it is.
Tragedy, and it's just so sad to see.
And when everybody is running at 100 miles an hour plus with their hair on fire, and we're living in a world that is in chaos, it feels like just tension and chaos all the time. Who doesn't want peace?
Right.
And I don't think it's just happenstance that Jesus was called the Prince of Peace. If you look at the writings of the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 2, he talks about the fact that Jesus came and he is our peace. And when you think of the fact that Jesus was called Prince of Peace, and Paul refers later in Ephesians to the fact that he is our peace, I would suggest this. Peace, first and foremost, starts with a person, and that's Jesus. And so while we're, and how many people do you know, and maybe you've done this yourself, I know I have, you buy presents at Christmas for people because you're hoping to make peace with them, right?
Yeah, like a peace offering. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And so, you know, we come into the Christmas holiday and we start spending scads of money, most of the time money we don't even have, to impress people we don't know. But sometimes we're trying to buy something to make peace with somebody that we've been at odds with, and we can't think of any other way to do it, so we buy a gift and we hope that'll do it. Why? Because we don't like the tension that we feel in our spirit when we're not at peace. And Christmas season is ultimately about how to find peace. And when you were talking earlier about success, and I was in agreement with you, I don't think you can find success outside of Jesus, and I don't think you can find success unless in your own spirit you're at peace with yourself.
Right.
Because if you're feeling frustrated or jumping from one thing to another, trying to find the thing that works, because there's always this turmoil inside your spirit, you can't settle on anything long enough to really figure out how to make it be successful. And so until you find a way to be at peace in your own spirit, you're never going, in my opinion, and I believe it's biblical, I don't think you're ever going to find a way to truly achieve lasting success in anything, because you don't have success in your own heart, in your own spirit. And so I think peace first and foremost starts with the person of Jesus, the baby that was born in a manger. And that's, you know, that's the silent night that we sing about, the holy night that we sing about. All was calm, all was, right, peaceful. Calm is peaceful.
Right. In the midst of everything happening in that day and age. And I think if people, Coach Mark, could grasp the concept, I think there are, you know, there are so many people, I think I've read something that truly the majority of people, almost full majority, believe in a greater power.
Right.
There are only really a very small percentage of people who truly believe in nothing. Mm-hmm. They think you live and die and that's it. But the majority of people do believe in a higher God. And so that's good news, right?
Yes.
And so I know that most people listening believe at least in a higher power, but it's hard for them to wrap their concept, I think, sometimes around Jesus and understanding what happened. But if we can grasp that God Almighty, this greater power that the majority of every living being believes in, meaning that we believe he created this world, that he spoke it into existence. He spoke life into existence. He is all-knowing, all-powerful.
Right.
There's the key, all-powerful. But he chose to come to earth to walk with us as a baby born in a manger. And we
right. doctored that. Not a palace, not but a manger. Yeah.
Right, we doctored that up. We think about a manger as like a way in a manger, like, oh, it's so sweet.
Yeah, if I don't think many modern moms would be all that excited about giving birth where Mary gave birth to Jesus.
Right. Ultimately, the God of the universe.
Yes.
And as Christians, we believe that Jesus is God incarnate man. And yeah. So we believe that the God of the universe came to earth through Mary, and from the Holy Spirit became man.
Right, which is another one of the names of Jesus, is he's called Emmanuel, which Emmanuel means God with us. He's actually with us.
He walked with us. He was fully God and fully human in the form of Jesus. And so that, you know, I don't even remember the moment that I fully grasped that understanding. God, he could have come back. He could have done anything.
Yeah.
But he came back and he walked as a man. He experienced what we experience and then ultimately died on the cross for our sins and bore everything for us. But that birth is so important.
Yeah, to be with us. I mean, and you know, you just think about that for a moment. God with us in the Old Testament, God's presence came and went. I mean, they had a temple where they would go to worship. I mean, we would call that something like church, although there were some distinctions there. But for general purposes of understanding, we're talking about some going to church, and God's presence would show up in the temple, but that was it, and he would come and go. But that wasn't enough for God, because God made us in his image to be in relation with us. But as we know the story, Adam blew it. Way to go, Adam.
Yay, Adam.
Yay,
and
Adam.
Eve.
Man. But at any rate, so, you know, God's a perfect God. He can't hang out with imperfection. And so a whole bunch of elaborate things would have to happen in this temple gathering or setting before God could show up, because God could only be in the presence of perfection and purity, because that's who God is. But he wanted to reestablish relationship and bring us back to peace with him, because that's where everything starts. It's between us and him. And then everything else flows out of that. All the stuff that we want in our life, it all ultimately flows out of where are we with God. So that is always our starting place. So you want to be successful? Start with God. You want to have a happy relationship with your husband or your wife? Start with God. You want to have a good family and children? Raise them well. Start with God. You want to have a strong business? Start with God. It all starts with God. And God, because he truly wanted to have a relationship with us, he goes, I don't want to just keep showing up under certain specific circumstances. I want to be with mankind.
I want to dwell.
And so he sent his son as Emmanuel, God with us, not just on specific certain occasions and under certain circumstances, but to be with us, period. And when you think the God of the universe came to actually be with us, imagine any high-ranking official, celebrity, athlete, whoever you can imagine. Okay, we can foresee in our own experience that maybe under certain circumstances, somebody that we hold in high esteem actually shows up at an event that we are doing, and they spend 2 or 3 hours with us. And we think that is so cool, right?
Right.
Under no circumstance would we ever think that this person would come and just be with us all the time. It's just not going to happen. But that's what God did. And that's what Christmas is about. God with us to restore peace between us and him first. But then to restore peace between us and other people. There's a lot of tension that people are going to be dealing with between families and friends at Christmas and it becomes very real, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you show up to these parties with families. There can be a lot of unspoken tension and a lot of things that are not at peace between people and families and people who used to be good friends. And they can't figure out how to make it work. And it becomes especially frustrating at Christmas.
Right. I love that, Prince of Peace, because, you know, that is so true. And that is the one thing that I give God the glory for in my life. There is peace. I have peace in my heart.
Yeah.
You know, and it comes from God. It comes from Jesus, through Jesus Christ, because before Jesus, I did not have peace. You know, I could smile. I've always been a happy people person. Everybody that has always seen me is, I was always a little girl that everyone's like, she smiles all the time. She's so happy. Right?
No, I can't believe that.
and I have, my daughters are like that, and I thank God for that. But it is, you know, you do choose to smile, but inside, it's that peace that comes inside. You know, there are plenty of times in my life when I wasn't walking with the Lord, that I was smiling on the outside as big as Dallas and dying on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
And I think a lot of us, that's where we are. And I want so badly for people to experience that peace that I've experienced. Doesn't make my life perfect. I still get a little stressed out sometimes. I still lose my cool with my family or my, you know, whatever.
Right, but to I quote quickly, the Grinch, ooh, almost lost my cool there for a minute.
Exactly. But I quickly can come back to who I am in Christ.
Yes.
And say, you know what? It's going to be just fine. I don't need to get this uptight. And I can quickly find it back. And that's what I want for people so badly, to have that peace that I have found walking with the Lord. I love that you brought that up. We didn't even talk about that. And it was just,
yeah,
that was a message for me even. I really confirms that Prince of Peace. That's awesome. But Emmanuel, God with us.
Yeah. And you know, the Bible talks about that you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed and focused on God. I mean, when we look at the world around us, I mean, there's a lot of craziness. I mean, there just is. And I mean, just on the world global scale, there's a lot of craziness. And at Christmas time, we try to put those things aside. We try to focus on just our immediate world and the friends and the family that we're connected to. But I know so many people that during the Christmas season, they struggle hard. I mean, they struggle hard for a variety of reasons. Some have lost dear friends or family or loved ones during the holiday season. And so the arrival of the holiday just reminds them of who they don't have.
Right.
For other people, they get to this time of the season and it is so wired from one event to another event to another event to another event to shopping, 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 shopping. And some of it is fun, but at some point you get into this overload and you know that you're spending more money than you should. And it just becomes a very unsettling thing for so many. And then when you know that you've got people that you once had good relationships with, that you're going to see, you're going to be around, and now you don't, there's just a lot of things that come into play during the holiday season that really remind us that we're not as happy as many of us project to be. Like you said, they're smiling as big as Dallas on the outside, but it's just not there. And so I know with every fiber of my being that Jesus came to establish peace with us so that we could know peace in our own heart, that we could know what it is to walk with him all the time so that we don't have to wait for those certain events or certain moments that he shows up and, oh, okay, finally we get to hang out with him and we get to have that sense of peace or satisfaction, contentment or purpose. Oh, God's here. No, he's here all the time. And he's with us all the time if we just turn our focus away from all the stuff and turn it back to him. You will keep his mind in perfect peace whose mind is stayed focused on God. And so as we start to make peace with God, then we can actually start to make peace with those relationships that have been damaged. You know, one of the things that Paul said was that Jesus, because of what he did in his life and going to the cross, he removed the wall of separation between the Jewish people and the Gentiles, which just basically means the Jewish people and everybody else. And in the temple where God used to show up in the Old Testament, well, that was still on the scene when Jesus was here. And there was a wall. It was like a little tent wall, and it was, you could see over it on either side. It was just a dividing line that the Jewish people could go into the temple area, but anybody who wasn't Jewish couldn't go in there. And of course, at the time of Jesus, the people who were Jewish were looking at everybody who wasn't Jewish going, oh, we got God. We've got the Bible. We're better than you. And of course, the people on the other side going, no, you're not. You know, at least we're honest about how we live. You got God and you ain't nothing but a bunch of hypocrites. You know, and so they were both pointing fingers at each other going, you're not all that, but at the same time feeling much better about who they were than the person they were pointing a finger at. Each side was self-righteous. And so what Paul said Jesus did, he put an end to all the self-righteousness because he settled once for all, hey, everybody needs what I offer. Everybody needs peace with me, and the only way you get it is through that baby called Jesus, is through that sacrifice that was made on the cross. It's level ground there. And I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what your background is. We're all at the same place, regardless of how much money you make, how much you don't make, what you've accomplished, what you haven't accomplished. It's all the same. And that's one of the beauty of Christmas, is it opened up the opportunity for Jesus to do what he did and bring all of us to the same place, which is the grounds for peace. Because as long as here's what happens for so many times in relationships. We make what we think is peace with each other, And people will see each other during Christmas time, and they'll sort of make amends, but it's just Band-Aids. Because then, ultimately, we're all messed up people. We're all flawed people. And one of the two is going to do something to make the other mad again, right? And when that happens, the first person that does that, the other person is probably going to look at them and go, well, I didn't do that. That lousy so-and-so, look at what they did again. And you know what happens? That person starts to feel all self-righteous again. And that frustration, that lack of peace starts to raise back up as a wall between people. But Paul says what Jesus came for and what he did was he removed that wall forever. I never have a right to point my finger at somebody and say, I'm better than you, no matter what they've done, no matter what they will do. Because no matter how good a life I think I may live or am living now, I am still every bit as much in need of the peace of God through Jesus Christ as they are.
I think, but what happens, though, is when you do finally invite Jesus into your life and you accept him as your Savior, he starts to clean you up from the inside out.
Yeah.
And it's really hard for me to explain to someone that transformation that happens within yourself. And even though, you know, your life gets cleaned up and, you know, my running buddies, they tease me because I don't cuss, you know? And so if they say a cuss word in front of me, they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm like, I'm not judging you, you know?
Right. Yeah.
I just at some point got a little conviction that how my words matter,
yes.
You know,
yep.
And my words represent Jesus.
Yeah.
And so for me personally, it was one thing that God just worked on in my life, you know, but he cleaned it up inside me. And it's so funny because it's not that I feel like, oh, I'm now a better Christian because I don't cuss. No, no, no.
Exactly.
It gives me such gratitude.
Yes.
It gives me such gratitude to God to say, thank you, Lord, for opening my eyes. Thank you for loving me when I was in the midst of all of that, and I didn't even know any better. You loved me anyway and showing me the right way.
Yep. And so that opens up the grounds for peace with Jesus between you and God, which starts the opportunity for everything else in your life to find its right place. And Kim, I'm 100% convinced that because of that in your own life, that's part of the success that you've enjoyed. And as people get ready to enter into another year and they want success, it has to start at a personal level. And that personal level of success really ultimately starts between establishing a right relationship between them and God.
And you know what? In this last couple of minutes, I want these people to know that are listening, if you haven't established that relationship, today's the day.
Yes, it is.
It is probably getting pretty close to 8:30. And I know Second Chance Church over on Willow Knolls.
10 o'clock.
Will be opening their doors, except for you guys get there. You can even get there a little earlier.
9:30.
9:30, 9:45. Come have some coffee. Meet some of the folks at Second Chance Church. Introduce yourself to Coach Mark and his wife, Leslie. They are warm, welcoming, and a wonderful family over at Second Chance Church. So if you do not have a home church and you don't have anywhere to go this morning, why don't you just go ahead and get in your car and drive on over to Second Chance Church.
And what better Sunday to be at church than the Sunday the day before Christmas?
I know. It's awesome. I want you, if you're listening, please take this opportunity. God's talking to you. If you're thinking about it, he is talking to you. I'm talking to you. He's talking to you through me and Coach Mark right now. So don't think for one more second. Just get up, get ready. What's the address over there, Coach?
3300 West Willow Knolls Road. And you don't have to come with a coat and tie or anything. I mean, we've sweatpants, running suit. I mean, it's all good.
Jean shirt.
Absolutely.
Just come on over. You will not be disappointed. You will be welcomed with open arms, I promise you. I'd love to hear from you. You can shoot me an email at kim@ivedecided.org. But again, go to ivedecided.org, our website, ivedecided.org. You can connect to all of our resources who are a part of I've Decided, and you can get registered for our kickoff event, which is happening on Saturday, January the 20th. Woo-hoo! At the Peoria Civic Center, and we want to see you there. So please, please, please be sure to register before the end of December so you get the early registration. The prices will increase on January 1st.
Great Christmas gift.
Oh, have a Merry Christmas, everybody. You want to give us just one little song to, you know, end the station? Like one little
Although
tune?
It's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?